Phoneboy Speaks, episode 942, Smaller Airplanes Flying Longer Distances. As a frequent flyer, I'm sometimes stymied by the hub-and-spoke system of the United States airline system. It's actually true with a lot of airlines as well. So there are major places where certain airlines maybe have they route flights through. For example, for Delta Airlines, Atlanta is their big hub. If you've ever been to the Atlanta airport, almost 80% of their gates are Delta. And likewise for Seattle. Alaska Airlines is based out of here, and so a lot of the gates are actually either Alaska or Horizon, the same company. But Delta has kind of I don't know if they call it a hub or not, but there are some flights that go out of Seattle, say, to the Far East. I can also fly up to Amsterdam directly. I guess they also now fly to Alaska, competing with Alaska Airlines. But and if you happen to not live in one of these cities, hub cities for whatever airline, then chances are you've in order to go from point A to point B, you have to fly through some other place, right? And that's the problem of the hub and spoke system. Now, this potential solution for that, I don't think it's actually going to solve the problem, to be perfectly honest with you. Maybe it might allow for some different routing as a result. It might allow some smaller aircraft to last a bit longer in flight. But the idea would be, rather than have these hub and spoke situations, have a plane sort of meet you in the middle and refuel you, right? Which is not a new concept. I mean, the Air Force has been doing it for a while. It's not something we see in civilian commercial aviation, but it's something that you could actually take a much smaller aircraft that's only rated to fly a certain distance and maybe get a little more distance out of it by flying a bit longer. Now, of course, some of those smaller aircraft, I mean, I don't know if you've ever flown on a turboprop, but those things just feel rickety. I mean, they've gotten better over the years, but they're not my first choice for flying. The planes are small often, and they don't have a lot of people in them, and definitely they're not comfortable for anything more than a short flight. But and I don't know that those would be the ones you'd necessarily be refueling. It'd probably be something like a 737, which a 737 can fly across the country, the United States anyway, but maybe not to say Amsterdam, which is a bit longer of a flight. So, but maybe it'll allow some carriers to extend their ability to fly, because airplanes are expensive and they could use their smaller aircraft to support much longer flights. But I don't think it's going to get rid of the hub and spoke system anytime soon. I think the Ars Technica folks are smoking something if they think that's going to happen, because there are plenty of other things at play. And I don't think it's the fact that the aircraft don't have a long distance is necessarily the problem. It's the fact that there's not a lot of people flying from point A to point B, and so to make it more economical, that's what they use the hub and spoke system to do that. And it does mean for some smaller airports you're out of luck, but again, how many people need to fly from Sacramento to Washington D.C. as an example? How many locations in the United States are as popular, say, Las Vegas, right? I mean, pretty much every airline from everywhere flies to Las Vegas, but I don't think this is going to cause the hub and spoke system to go anywhere anytime soon. It's just but it is a neat idea, and then we'll save some fuel theoretically. The study that is quoted in the Ars Technica piece says about 20% fuel savings for that, and that includes the cost of the fuel needed for the tanker that has to fly along and do stuff. So I don't know how I don't again I don't know I doubt that will actually solve the hub and spoke problem, but it might it might mean some longer flights and smaller airplanes. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.